We are the 1, 2, 3
Sour Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie. I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's. Or the what's what?
What's up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm the alpha male. I'm controlling the audio, so you know it'll be very perfect. And I also, when I'm at the bar, I don't drink a beer. I shotgun it. If you do the same hashtag, it's sore loser shotgun. I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about shotgunning right now because we have a kid in the studio.
That's all good.
I guess it's just bring your kid to work day.
Yeah, some days you got to help out.
Yeah, some days you got to be a parent, right?
You got to do.
Hey, Raymundo, one day you'll learn.
One day.
And you guys have scared the crap out of me about that one day.
Well,
you've
got like how many, 23 kids or something?
Yeah, my chick froze her eggs.
How many eggs?
23.
23 little Raymundos. You ever bring them to work?
No, they don't let you take them out of the cooler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
They freeze them at the hospital and pay like, I think, $1,000 a year for it. But it yeah, chick can have
do
kids.
You guys split that 50-50?
Yeah, we do. But she can have kids, I believe, until she's 60 now.
So you can't ever break up. Because you've invested in the eggs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you've already invested in their future.
Yes, yes. If there ever was a breakup, we'd each take half the eggs.
Oh, that's a good point.
You would take her eggs.
Even though I have no connection.
And like your future wife, whoever you end up marrying, is going to be like, why do we want these eggs?
I have custody of these. I have to.
I paid money for
them. We get child support from Bay.
Coacher. That'd be a good movie.
Are we going to check the menu?
What's on the menu?
Because I'm hungry.
Look who's back. Back again. Noodle's back. Tell a friend.
Noodle?
Noodle?
The last time I talked about Noodle was in college. Ramen Noodle.
He's playing again?
Noodle is back.
What happened?
Exactly.
Wow,
I'll tell you what happened.
Tease.
Man, it's rare that a restaurant adds noodles to the menu.
Wow.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's the special, right?
That is the special of the day.
Okay.
Oh,
dang,
man.
Dude, you got me with that one.
Broke down Cam's going in for another surgery.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay. A lot of quarterbacks in this menu.
I'm going to tell you
Good connection.
I mean, I'm going to tell you why the Rockets can't win an NBA title.
Oh, I have an idea.
Can't win an NBA title. Just can't do it. And I'm sorry, all you Rocket fans out there, but we're going to tell you exactly why
today. They're not listening anymore. They just turned the podcast off.
And tonight, the game of the year.
Super Bowl!
Super Bowl!
Woo! Who's playing?
You Cowboys.
Really? And the Bears.
Bears.
Not Bears.
Someone is going to not want to come in tomorrow. Someone is not going to want to show up for the podcast tomorrow because they're going to be in a bad mood.
Yeah, if I don't have 150 in my Bovada account, I ain't watching that.
What are you talking about? It's going to be fantastic.
You ever watch a Bears football game?
It is so
awful
to watch.
It's the Cowboys on the other side,
though. Chicago Bears moving the ball 3 yards.
It is so bad.
Across the tundra.
That's why I'm excited.
And that is the menu.
All right.
But first, we got to know, what'd you do last night?
Eddie.
What'd you do last night?
Dude, you know what? I had dinner for the organization that I work with, a nonprofit called Foster Angels. And you know who was there? A bunch of bachelorettes.
No.
Caitlin
Bristow.
You sure you went to the
right
event?
Did you talk to her?
And yeah, I talked to her. She was sitting right across from me. We talked the whole night.
She sat at the same table as you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But her boyfriend...
John Paul.
What?
No. He's got slick back hair.
Yeah, dark hair.
Yeah.
Cool dude.
Yeah, she
Jason? No.
Yeah, Jason.
I'm glad you really met these people.
Well, Coach, I don't know who any of these... This is Lunchbox Wheelhouse.
See, because Caitlin was dating Sean.
Not him.
They broke up, and then she got with this guy who was on... He was on Becca's season.
Okay.
And so he was on the season when my wife went into labor. Like, he was on TV when my wife went in... Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. So you he met knows. All them.
I met, and then there were three other ones.
Who else?
Oh, Coach, I don't remember.
Did you line them up for the pod?
No, we talked about helping kids, Coach.
What in the world? So you're telling me you have these celebrities in front of you and you don't line them up for the pod.
What are they going to talk about?
Life. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They don't have to be sports. Like, here's the thing, the way I look at it. an interesting guest is a good guest. They don't have to be sports right. related. A good guest is just someone that's interesting.
You're right. And then when we went on the Bobby Bones show, I did a 30-yard attempt field goal kick, right?
Yeah.
While we were there, the lady that we were working with goes, anytime you want a Titan, let me know.
Great.
She said, aim for the stars.
Did you remember her name either?
Katie.
I mean, we just go to events. We don't remember anybody's names. So wait, we make no connections.
She told you that we could have Titans players?
Anyone you want, just let me know.
Coach, and I love charities. I really do. But you know the purpose of them?
Raise money.
To network. You meet people. You make connections.
No.
Okay.
We have a purpose. Our purpose is to help foster
kids. But it's also a social gathering where you meet each other.
We talk, Coach. But it's like, I know Caitlin, your name's Summer, your name's Julie.
But are you only allowed to talk about the charity?
Yeah, you're allowed to talk about outside life. Caitlin has a podcast. She goes on tour with her bachelor.
Correct. It's called Wine and Something.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't learn that name either.
That's what I'm saying. So if she's talking about her podcast, she goes on tour. She can come and promote her podcast on our podcast.
Okay,
oh my
Coach, if you want her on, we'll get her on.
You have her number?
I'll find it. I'm going to see her today.
You're going to see her again today?
Yes, we're going to go wrap presents and deliver them to kids.
Was it other girls with her or other guys?
Other girls.
For the bachelors?
Just girls. Get my phone. Grab my phone real quick. I'll tell you who was there.
I'll bring you your phone.
Yeah. Here, talk about what you did, and then we'll go back to this.
All right. Raymundo, what'd you do last night?
So, last night was pretty chill for me. Chick comes home.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah.
I can name them.
Okay, let him finish.
And we just realized that we hadn't watched part two of Garth Brooks' documentary yet. It's fabulous on A&E. So we ended up watching the documentary. I knocked the thing out in two nights. It's a really easy watch. They just made it a two-part series.
Which documentary?
Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On, A&E.
I heard he talked about his ex-wife.
Oh, my gosh, Coach. If you were ready to get everything you didn't know about Garth out in the open, it was last night.
Really?
Yes, dude. He's talking about divorce, breakups. When he first saw Trisha while married, he goes, I'm going to marry Trisha.
While he was married.
Wow. I mean, Coach.
He should have said that.
Yes, Coacher. Come on. But it was a fabulous documentary. But after that, guys, I mean, I pretty much have to turn in. So I went to bed immediately.
That was about 4:30?
I made a pizza. And then I went to bed.
Well, you made a pizza?
Yeah.
Was that hard?
No, it was really easy. I didn't make it from scratch. You grab it from the freezer, Coach.
Oh.
Throw it in, $4.75.
A frozen pizza.
Yes.
Coach. 20 minutes, Coach. You got
Coach,
a pizza.
What do you think?
You got a pizzeria.
Coach, what do you think? I was flipping it around my arm. Oh, give me some of that salsa.
I thought you were throwing it, Coach, like the guy at the pizza place. And the pepperoni and the mozzarella. Coach.
No, it was pretty chill. Bizzle, what'd you do last night?
Well, last night was co-ed soccer. And let me tell you, guys, we got annihilated. It was a rough night. Like last night.
Give me a betting line. What was the score?
You guys are old, though, right?
Well, here's the problem. Like, I don't usually get embarrassed when we lose because it's usually competitive. Last night was embarrassing because it's co-ed. Well, here, Eddie, I see your picture and I don't see any bachelorette people on here.
Yeah. That girl?
Oh, yeah, Danielle.
Yeah. That girl.
That's. Okay.
You know?
No, I know Danielle.
Exactly. I don't know what's going on.
So anyway, so we go, and it's co-ed, and it's indoor, and so you have a goalie and then two guys and two girls on the field.
Would you tell us the score?
It was like 15-6.
Oh.
It may have been worse than that. It may have been worse than that.
That's why American soccer sucks.
No, here's the
It all starts at intramurals.
No, here's the point. We have to have two girls on the field at all times.
Intramural.
Well, we only have three girls on the team. One was out of town for work. The other girl was late. So we only had to play. We had to play a man down the whole damn time.
So it was a red flag the entire game,
dude. So you can't guard everybody because there's one person always open, and this team was pretty dang good.
You can't pick up another girl by tweeting out, "We need an extra guys." Here's the address.
Here's
Nashville.
The problem. I don't know any girls that play soccer, and if you do that, you take the risk of some scrub or just some girl that's a huge super fan showing up.
Dude, it's better to have a scrub out there than play a
than
man
nobody.
Down.
You're right. You're probably right because it was. Awful. Like,
dang.
It was just like
the
I
other team can't have one of their people sit out, but
they could because they were good enough. They were just smoking us. And like one guy at one point, the ref says, "Oh, it's 11-5." And he goes, "We've scored way more than 11." And the ref's like, "Relax, dude." Like, I think the ref was nice and didn't write a couple down just to make us feel better about ourselves. There was no way we were going to beat them, but the dude got pissed.
Dude, these intramural refs, they take a beating, huh?
So we
rip on the TV refs. You're telling me these intramural guys are still going, come on, the score's wrong.
Oh, you people yell at the ref all
Why
the
would you do that
time.
Job?
Like, they were up, they were probably up 10-2 last night on us, and the ref called it our ball out of bounds, and this dude on their team goes, there is no way that was off of me. It obviously hit, and he goes, relax, you're up 100-0. Like, I mean, the dude got so mad.
These tools are yelling at the refs.
Yes.
I would love to actually watch one of these games.
It was so,
how much those refs get paid?
I don't know how much they get paid, but like when I did
minimum
it,
wage, right?
No, when I did it, I used to get paid like $25 a game
what?
To center ref. This was when I, to center ref. To lines, you got like $15.
And this was probably back in the 90s.
Yeah, so it's gone up.
So probably $50 a game.
I don't know about that much. And these are short games, and it's indoors, so it's pretty easy. They just stay, they don't have to run.
They'll do multiple games?
Yeah.
Okay, back, so then they're racking it up. They're easily making $200 a
night. But
that's
not their job, right?
Right. It's just it's a hobby.
Is it his job? We got smoked last night. I mean, that's his side.
My side hustle.
He's playing,
though. That's why he got smoked. They don't have practice. These guys just show up and play soccer and think they're going to be good.
Do y'all ever want to practice?
Do we ever want to practice?
Yeah, do you ever say, like, hey, we need to practice.
No.
Let's do
it. No.
After last night, you probably should stop.
No, it's embarrassing.
Coach, like, they got beat up 15
Let me tell you how about practice.
That's okay. Like my here we go.
My freshman year of college, I signed up for intramural flag football, and this dude named John Hodges is going to be, he's the captain. He comes, and we're a dorm team. And he goes, hey, we're going to have practice on Tuesday. I looked at him and said, the hell are you talking about? It's intramural flag football. We ain't practicing.
Well, you got to get some routes practice. You got to run some routes, figure it out a little
obviously,
bit.
Obviously, once we played, I was like, man, we need to practice because these other teams are obviously practicing.
Yeah,
they were
coach.
Smoking.
You got to have a playbook.
I really can't tell you. I played intramurals in college if we practiced or not. I cannot remember.
I know the frats practice because they took it really serious.
Basketball, you can shoot. It's simple to practice sure. Basketball. That's just you on your own. Baseball, I don't think we practice. Football,
why
I
don't you need to practice baseball?
And like, football, I don't think we practice. Maybe basketball was just in the gym shooting around.
You know, like when you play practice, like even like in football, like in middle school, you go and you huddle and you get your palm and you're like, all right, you run
this route. Yeah, that's kind of what we would do.
Yeah, I know, which is stupid. It's just dumb. You'd want a little more preparation.
Obviously, if we thought we were good enough to win, we probably should have practiced.
Yeah. If you're practicing for intramurals, you are a tool. That's really it.
Unless you want to win.
Even if you win, you're a tool. If somebody drives by and sees you at a park and you're doing routes and stuff as a team, you're kind of a tool.
When you win at intramural, are you super proud?
Yes.
Because you're only the...
I agree.
Yeah, if you win intramurals...
I had so many intramural champion soccer shirts. I mean, the Footmasters, we were so good. So good.
I won a kickball championship when I was working news, like, 7 years ago, 8 years ago?
Feels good, doesn't
it? Dude, I was the pitcher, I was the leader of that team, and we won, man. We beat them all. There was this one team that they thought they were hot. Like, they thought they were awesome. We kicked their butts.
What was your team name?
I don't remember.
News 5.
It was News 8, but I mean...
News 8, everybody else is late.
No, that's what they would tell me because I was late.
That's really funny.
And they're like, "News late, Austin's here."
Oh, dang!
Yeah, that's what they always tell me.
You'd even show up to news stories late
all the time. Well, it wasn't news stories; it was press conferences.
guys, hold the press conference.
Hold on, can you start this over? Hey, news late.
Hey, news late's coming in.
The police chief would always be like, "All right, hold on, we're waiting on Eddie," and then I'd roll up. Hey, I'm here. Of course you are. News late's here. All right, we're ready to go.
Even the police chief knew you by that name?
Art Acevedo. He called
me. And so he would literally wait for you?
Yes.
I can't believe they wait for you.
They want the word out,
yeah,
coach.
They do the presser for their own
That's
job.
What it's for.
I bet you the other news organizations hated him. They're there on time.
They're all my buddies.
He rolls up smelling cigarette smoke because you smoke right.
Yes.
Coach.
That's probably why I was late.
Dude, you dominated
that industry. I was
lining
up a big one back then.
But yeah, so practice. No, we do not ever feel like freaking practicing.
Okay.
What about right before the game? Are you doing some stuff?
Are you warming up?
Yeah.
Or does this guy literally roll out of his car and start playing the game?
It's like when we play golf. Like, he laughs at me because I stretch. He doesn't stretch. He walks up to the tee and like, I'm like, dude, you got to stretch.
Have we said what Brother Pitts does? When he rolls up to the first tee and he's in his sandals.
Oh, he's still putting on his shoes.
Oh, yeah, he's getting dressed.
I mean, there's guys that go do the putting grange before, and then there's Pitts who rolls up in his sandals for the
lunchbox
first tee.
The same way. He just rolls up and swings.
He has his Subway sandwich.
Yes, he's usually eating.
I always have to stop and get lunch because it's going to be a 3.5-hour, 4-hour round. You got to eat.
I got to get there early, stretch my back, putt a little bit.
Don't act like Eddie is always there early. He is a lot of the times rolling up just like I am.
And if I do, though, do I still stretch on the T-box?
Yes, he lays down on his back like a 90-year-old man and starts doing these leg stretches and crisscrosses and he's making all these noises. I'm like, dude, everybody is watching. Can we just tee off? He's like, hold on, I got to get this stretch in.
Then you also got that buddy who always wants to go to the driving range for 30 minutes before.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, I'm exhausted. I don't know if I can play.
Now, my father-in-law, I played with him over Thanksgiving.
Billy always does a bucket of balls. I'm ready to kill the dude.
Well, you get a bucket of balls, and then you don't ever hit all the bucket of balls.
Right.
Because you hit like 10, and you're like, all right, I'm
good. What were you saying
about father-in-law? So he wants to get there. I mean, we had a 9 a.m. tee time. He's like, so should we get there about 8:10? I'm like,
that's right.
What are we going to help him open the course?
Yeah, I was like, sure, that's fine with me. So we get there.
Get a little hot cocoa.
And we didn't even need to buy a bucket of balls because the people that had teed off before us had already left their balls. But he bought a bucket of balls anyway. And we used about 20 of them. And then my brother-in-law showed up and we're like, all right, let's go. We went to the putting green, putted for like 2 minutes. Let's go.
How you're supposed to do it.
I'm all about the shotgun start. Just get there and go.
You probably do hit it better if you warm up.
You do. Because even when I start like no warm up, whatever, I start playing better after like hole 7.
Sorry, when I golf, I like to Koepka, guys. That's just the thing.
You don't like to practice.
Yeah, Koepka doesn't. He warms up.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I thought he didn't do any of that.
He doesn't practice.
He rolls up. He's still got his zipper undone. Cap, dude, you're not even fully dressed yet, dude.
Yeah, flies down. But we do show up before the soccer game. We do kick the ball around, just standing around.
You do the triangle, the circle?
Yeah. Circle, whatever, however many people are there, or you just do.
Does anyone ever do the Karate Kid where you bounce on the knees and then chest?
No, we don't ever juggle it.
Juggle.
No.
They can't do any of the cool things?
No, we can juggle.
Does anybody on your team do the bicycle kick?
Yeah, did anyone do a trick that, like, it looks cool?
Oh, you know, I had a buddy of mine in college that would do the throw-in where he
where he flip.
Flip over. Does anyone do that on
your team? No, we don't. In the indoor, there's no. It's a kick. It's all kick-ins. Oh, okay. It's all kick-ins in this league.
Gotcha.
Like, you just put it on the line and you kick it. But speaking of soccer and doing flips, and I got to recommend a documentary to you guys. Diego Maradona.
Oh, I saw the Mexico one?
On HBO.
Does he go to Mexico or something?
No.
Wow, you really watched that one.
No, I saw one on Netflix that keeps popping up.
Oh, I watched it on HBO. It is fabulous. Like, you want to talk about a level of fame that I cannot even, like, we think.
He played for Argentina?
Yes. The level of fame he reaches is just bananas.
Is he like the, who's the dude right now? LeBron
Ronaldo? James.
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Is he the Ronaldo of back then?
Yes, he was so good. They compared him to Pele, like the best since Pele. He's so amazing.
Pele was huge too, though.
And the level of fame and just craziness around him, it was a really good documentary.
Who's the biggest soccer player now that you guys think?
Messi.
Is it Messi?
It's either Messi or Ronaldo.
Who's the other dude?
Neymar.
Neymar.
Yeah,
and I don't think Neymar's as big as the other two.
Out of Messi and Ronaldo, who's the bigger one?
You got to go Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, right? Messi have like up and down careers?
Yeah, he's never really won anything big. He's never won a big, like, he hadn't taken Argentina. They haven't won a big tournament. And so it's always like, is this the tournament Argentina? No. Oh, is this the team? So you're supposed to, that's the knock on him.
Gotcha.
You know what? Do they play 2 soccer matches a week?
Yes, usually.
Okay. I mean, there's soccer every day on Bovada.
It's awesome.
I never knew they played that much soccer.
Should we start betting on it? Is it easy to bet?
Yeah.
Are there teams that dominate?
Like, yeah, coach, there's something that's easy to bet.
Well, coach, I mean, if it's like betting hockey.
Hey, Vegas.
My gosh. Here we go.
They know that, that's easy. Let's just let everybody bet on it.
We'll just
make it an easy line so everybody bets on it.
If it's like betting hockey, you have the one goal line.
Yeah.
It never really goes over one goal, no matter if
but
there's a dominant.
Soccer, in overseas soccer, it's a huge favorite against a crapper most times.
Okay.
So it's like you're putting down 100 to win $5.
Gotcha. It's one goal.
So it doesn't really go over one goal, right?
They're the dumbest bet. No, not one goal. I'm saying well, there are ones, but I'm saying typically it's huge.
No, he's talking about hockey. Last night.
No, there would be some.
5-2.
No.
Capital Sharks,
5-2.
But
hockey, the line is always 1.5.
No, coach, the line. The line always starts with one goal.
I thought you were saying like they don't. It's always
no. And what I'm saying, if it's the lines like that in soccer and they're dominant versus crapper, is that easy? Like, is it easier to bet that?
I've never bet soccer.
Let's look into it.
You can bet win, tie, or draw.
Oh, yes. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I did bet World Cup soccer, the Women's World Cup.
How'd they go?
Good. I won one. But they have weird bets.
That's what I'm saying.
They do have weird. I don't remember what it was, but there was one I thought I won, but I didn't, because even though the women's team won,
they had to go to extra time.
They had something like that.
Yeah.
You had to have a win in regulation.
That's it. And I didn't see it. I thought I was just win the game, so I'm like, yeah.
Oh, those soccer bets are crazy. Yeah, sometimes you'll think, okay, it's over, it's under, and then they keep going to after regulation time, and if they score a goal, it's a soccer goal, it's over your
Boom.
Total.
That's it.
Even though the game is over.
Correct.
I mean, that's the thing.
Maybe we shouldn't get into soccer then.
Sports, we don't understand the rules.
We don't even. You guys don't even understand.
On Bovada, there's cricket too.
Is it easy? I don't understand. Cricket goes for like 6 days, doesn't it?
I have no idea.
Oh, if you did a 6-day Bovada bet, that'd be god awful.
There's a baseball field by my house, and we go and sometimes hit home runs or home
you
run
try
derby.
Cricket?
And we were running a little late, I guess, and a cricket team shows up. Like 20 people show up with their cricket stuff, and we're like talking to them, like, what? How? What's the game? And they're like, yeah, it's like baseball. And then one of them's like, no, it's nothing like baseball. Like, so what is it? And they're like, I don't know. Really can't explain it to you. Well, cool. Good conversation. Good talk.
Yeah, I see how it's like baseball because they're on a field and there's people out in the field.
But it's nothing like baseball.
But it's nothing like baseball. You swing a wooden instrument.
It's like a paddle.
And does the, ball have bounces. To knock things down behind you?
No, it's not bowling.
No. They got to catch it. Oh, you're talking about crochet or croquet.
No, I'm talking about
croquet. You don't catch anything.
No,
you don't knock
things.
Anything down.
Don't you knock balls?
Well, you can knock balls.
Okay.
Croquet is fun, though.
That's the one with the pool balls on the grass.
Yes, croquet is fun.
Croquet is so fun. That's a great late game.
Oh, I don't know. We went to my grandma's house one time, and all she had was croquet. So we learned it.
All the games.
We're like, Grandma, you don't have a damn basketball?
You set up the little wickets, and you have
the wickets are the goals?
Yeah. You have to go through them.
You have to go through them.
Okay.
And then you have to go in a certain way, and then you have to hit the pole on the other end and then come all the way back.
It's awesome.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I was walking through Central Park when I went to New York like a couple months ago, and there was a whole team playing or whatever. And I watched for like 5 minutes. It looked cool.
They let them play that crap on
Central
Park?
We played at my cousin's bachelor party. That was one of the Olympic games was croquet, and we won.
Nice.
And there's people that play that make stupid decisions because if you knock someone's ball, you get an extra turn. So they would be in the lead way up there, and then they would try to hit three wickets back to hit someone's ball to get an extra turn.
See, that's
and
dumb.
And they end up getting last place because they're freaking going way away from their wickets. Croquet is so fun.
Huge underrated game is shuffleboard.
Oh, shuffleboard's great.
One of my favorites.
Coach, we got shuffleboard at the apartment.
You do?
We play it two nights a week.
Do you have it in your apartment?
Yeah, at the clubhouse.
Can we go now?
Are you serious? You have shuffleboard?
Coach, shuffleboard's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. That's why I like curling. Same concept. In the Winter Olympics, I like curling because the same concept. Got to get it right in that little area.
So curling, my wife took a curling class.
Oh, God. Really?
So hard.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. Like, slow the ball down. So get that little brush. And then it slows down. Speed it up. Other brush. And it goes faster. It's amazing.
I don't know if it's amazing.
Oh, dude, I think it's amazing. I love to watch it.
Really?
Yeah. It's an art, dude.
It's interesting when it comes around every 4 years.
Exactly.
But other than
if it was every Sunday, of course.
Yeah, you act like you're
crap.
Watching. Said it. Cowboys are curling. Oh,
yes.
Coach, come on, go.
I'll have to go.
Have you ever seen professional badminton?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Where do you watch that,
Coach? What channel do you have at your house?
That must be in the 1800s.
They hit that little that shuttlecock. They hit it.
Excuse me.
They hit that cock
Coach, my son's right there.
That's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
They hit it so freaking hard. Like, it is awesome to watch. It's like, woo, woo. I mean, they're swinging like they're hitting it out of the ballpark. It's really cool. I've seen it in the Olympics. That's the only reason.
Okay, all right. I thought you were watching it on Channel 800.
No. But, guys, can we talk about Noodle Arm?
Come on. Why is he back? What's happening?
Quote, unquote, Daniel Jones is hurt. He's in a walking boot. High ankle sprain.
But did he get hurt during the game? Did anything happen?
Don't know. They said he is very likely to start Monday night against the Eagles.
Wow.
Eli Noodle Arm Manning.
Well, I might need to pick him up for fantasy.
The way you're presenting it, you're not buying the whole Daniel Jones getting
no.
hurt. Tell me what you think. Here
I
you go.
Think this is the Giants' way.
Saying goodbye.
Saying thank you.
Saying thank you, letting Eli Manning have the
spotlight
on Monday night
football.
As a goodbye?
As a, hey, you deserve to not end your career on the bench. What you've done for us, we've seen what we've needed to see from Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Our season's over.
Yeah, we're 2-10, so it doesn't really matter to play Daniel Jones the rest of the year.
Then why not say that? Then why not just say, you know what, we want to thank Noodle Arm for everything he's done for us. He is now going to be the starter for the rest of the season.
Because people aren't truthful nowadays. They just make up crap.
That's the stupidest crap. Instead, they're going to say, Daniel Jones hurt.
He's hurt.
Hairline fracture.
Mono. Mono. Walking. He got the same thing Sam did. Same city.
Making out.
Giants, Jets, same equipment. Now, mono.
Who knows if it's going to be the rest of the season, but at least Monday Night Football, they're letting him have one last primetime game. Wow. Like, hey.
Let me say my thing. In theory, it sounds great, but then he's going to noodle one, and then it's not going to be in theory
what
great.
What if he just gets hurt? What if they sack him and he, like, breaks his hip?
Hey, what if they Rudolph him?
Well, it's okay because it's his last year.
No, I'm just saying that would suck for him. Like,
hey,
thanks for giving me that shot.
No, he would rather have that shot than sit on the bench the whole year.
But he's not from this new league. Now in the league, quarterbacks get hit with helmets, their own helmets. I bet Noodle's a little scared. Like,
what
hey,
if?
He's like, what is this new league I'm walking
what
into?
What if they smack a Noodle in the head with a helmet?
They noodle him.
And he's like, thanks for putting me in, guys. I can't do this
Coach,
anymore.
It's a new world for Noodle.
What if Noodle goes in and says, you know what? I like what Lamar Jackson's doing. I'm going to try to play like Lamar.
Stop.
Hey, he starts running everything.
He can't run.
He tries to hurdle. He trips over people. Breaks his neck.
Coach.
God forbid. But, Coach, what if he
tries
just,
to do Patty Mahomes? He goes behind the back.
He goes lefty.
So he tries to become an athlete. What if he says,
you know what? Like, this is it, man. They're giving me the last chance. I'm going to go out in flames.
He goes wildcat and crap.
He lines up at wide receiver. Hey, throw me the ball.
Who are they playing on Sunday?
Playing the Eagles.
The Eagles on Monday. Okay. Have to watch that.
It's going to be very interesting to see. Now, my thing is, okay, if I'm the Giants, and I don't know why more teams don't do this, the NBA does it.
Tank.
Oh, share jerseys? Swap jerseys?
Why would you play Saquon Barkley the rest of the year?
Exactly.
Why?
Fantasy coach.
Running backs.
They respect fantasy.
Can you imagine if you're going into the fantasy playoffs, now you guys, and they sit Barkley?
So,
how pissed would you be?
I already think they did that with my fantasy team.
Pissed.
Okay, coach.
You'd
T.Y.
Be really
T.Y.
Mad.
Hilton wasn't hurt.
Coach.
You would be very upset.
Yes.
But that's not the point. The Giants don't care about your fantasy team. That's why the players sit down on the 1 yard line when they could score that touchdown.
They have to have respect for fantasy football because fantasy football is a big reason why people watch football.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that. It is
so
a huge
they
reason.
They better respect the fantasy owners.
I just think if I am running the Giants, Saquon Barkley is supposed to be my franchise running back. Running backs have a very limited shelf life. We are 2-10. Why am I going to run him out there and let him take 30 hits a game for the next 4 games?
There's the integrity of the league. I bet Goodell's got some rule against it or something.
Yeah. I mean, even the NBA, you mentioned NBA. That people frown on that.
Well, they frown on it, but okay. They frown on it. You can frown on me all you want. I'm improving my draft
but
stock.
But is the NBA really that's as successful and as viewed as the NFL? No.
But it's still viewed by millions upon millions
I
of people.
I know, but I think you're right, Coach. I think there's something underlining.
Anthony Davis made a mockery out of all of us.
He just sat down and said, no, I'm going
to
play 10 minutes a game. I don't want to get hurt.
I mean, what was that?
Right.
He made everybody look stupid.
Like, if you're running the Panthers, they fire you fire Ron Rivera,
right.
Which everybody was shocked. But then
you didn't fire him. They did, huh?
Yeah.
It's weird.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's just weird that you never mentioned you, Coach. This year, you fired 10 coaches. You never mentioned him.
I thought they would give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt because Cam Newton being hurt, Cam Newton being out. But then I look at it, he's been there 9 seasons. He only had 3 winning seasons. So really, he's the same as Jason Garrett, 3 winning seasons and 9, you know.
No.
Like he took him to the Super Bowl, but I mean, that's just not good enough.
They went to the Super Bowl?
When? His first year?
Broncos?
Yeah, they got crushed by the Broncos, and Cam Newton didn't dive back in for the ball.
Oh.
I remember, he fumbled, and he was like,
I remember that.
I'm scared to get in there.
6 years ago.
I'm scared.
Memory. Look at McVay over there.
Coach, he doesn't forget anything.
Dude, him and McVay, so much alike. Yeah, we don't hear about McVay's memory this year, huh?
Of course, because he sucks. But if he had a good season,
he's a genius.
You don't care about a dude's memory when his team sucks.
Jason Garrett remembers everything, but nobody cares.
I mean, dude, all of last year, it was all it was on these Instagrams and everything. Look at him, his memory of the game. I remember that too, and I had two beers.
That's how we. That's how we are as society. But your season sucks. Great, man. Good for you. You should go on America's Got Talent then.
No, don't go on America's Got Talent right now. They're under some controversy.
Are they?
Yeah. They got rid of Gabrielle Union and there's...
Oh, yeah. Jay Leno?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, yeah. Wow. So.
Oh, well. Okay. Maybe not. Maybe you can go to
Europe's
We sound
like Europe's the local diner, dude.
We're just in the...
Yeah, you didn't hear about that? No. So Gabrielle Union, I guess she spoke up about some of the things that were going on. I asked her.
Wow.
She's not coming back. And so all these celebrities are like, good for you for standing up for what you believe in. And now America's Got Talent's got to come out with statements. And
oh, wow. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah. And Dwayne Wade, like, came to the defense of his wife. Have you ever seen Gabrielle Union is smoking hot.
She is.
I saw her in person in Austin one time.
Oh,
yeah. When they had South by Southwest film, yeah. She was there. Oh, my gosh. I was like, dang, girl.
And she seems really smart.
Yeah.
Like, just...
She doesn't seem like just an idiot.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw her on game day. I saw both of them on game day one time. And they were fun. They were fun to watch.
They had them both on?
Yeah.
How did I miss that game day?
Now, during March Madness, if they showed that Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle Union commercial one more time, I was ready to break my TV.
The
Gatorade, yeah, or the competing. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It wasn't even well written. I thought it was the dumbest commercial ever.
It was pretty
ever.
Dumb, yeah.
After the 30th time, it was just not good.
Well, there was just nothing to it.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
They were competing. It wasn't funny.
Now, did you see the controversy with the Rockets and Spurs the other night?
Yes.
So Harden dunks it, it loops around and comes out of the hoop, and they call it no basket.
Yes, that's what's crazy. But was it the net that was just tied up or something?
Well, it's just so much force. The net just, you know, sometimes
the net
it just
came back up and spit the ball out.
Yes.
Okay.
And so it looked like it missed the hoop, and they didn't give him credit for the basket, and the Spurs go on to win in double overtime, and the Rockets are complaining. Oh, we expect the NBA to just grant us the victory. Shut up.
No, there's no granting
victories. I think they're going to.
They're not. They're never. That's just like missing a traveling call.
You can't give someone the victory over something that should have happened.
Right.
That's deep.
It has to happen for you to win.
Yes. There was a traveling call in the third quarter they didn't call. Oh, hey, you know what? You should give us the victory. Sorry, you missed that call.
Uh-uh.
No, you're up by 12 points with 7 minutes to go. You were up by 22 in the game. How about not give up a 22-point lead?
Hey, and also, whenever teams play a game under protest, they never get awarded a
win. They never.
No.
Get, so never.
I never get it. Joe Buck will always go, they're playing under protest after that call. But the team never then switches the ruling of the
game.
Yeah,
they never come back. And now the Rockets are saying, oh, we wanted to come back and play from 7 minutes
on. So they're playing it
on.
Under protest. It,
yeah.
Which won't happen is what you're saying.
No, it won't happen. But it's just stupid. But I'm going to tell you, that's not why the Rockets aren't going to win an NBA title. Not because they're a bunch of crybabies and James Harden wants to shoot 38 times and only make 11.
It's because Houston's
almost
sucks.
Like 60 times.
I mean... Yeah. Yeah, maybe he really made 12, but, I mean, be better than 12 from 38 and 4 of 20 from the three-point line.
Dude,
that's
careful.
Embarrassing.
Don't yell at Harden. He'll yell back. Did you see him do
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to see free throws.
He's like, we don't want to see fouls either.
Okay, buddy.
He got him, dude.
Just shoot.
Dude, if you were with your chick and Harden yells back, he'd be like,
boop. You're trying to be all big shot.
Coach, you're trying to be a baller.
I'm going
to
go get another beer.
Hey, Sweetie, you want a popcorn?
So the reason after watching that game, the reason the Rockets can't win an NBA title, P.J. Tucker, 52 minutes played. Clint Capella, 45 minutes played. Russell Westbrook, 48 minutes played.
There we go.
James Harden,
49
minutes played.
Oh.
Austin Rivers, 40 minutes played. Then their bench, 8 minutes played, 3 minutes played. They don't have a bench. If you can't play, if your players are going to play 50 minutes a night, you cannot rely on six players to win an NBA title.
I like
can't
that.
Do it.
Good one, Coach.
That just sums it up right there. They go double overtime and their bench, 8-3-7-11. Get out of here.
Good job.
Did you just look at box scores and
yeah,
realize
I just
that?
Looked at the box score.
Really. Did your dad come up with this one? Your brother?
What are you talking about?
No, but you guys talk sports every day.
But I don't talk box scores with them.
All right, I didn't know that.
No, I just looked at it and I was like, wow. 8 minutes, 3 minutes, that just tells you they don't trust their bench. They have no depth.
Mm-hmm. They don't
and you
have
can't,
a bench. Yeah.
By the end of the year, Westbrook, Harden, they're in their 30s. They're going to get tired. If you play that many minutes every single night, you're going to get tired. And I understand you're not going to play 50 minutes because it was double overtime. But if you're playing 40 minutes a night, you get tired.
Nobody came here to see fouls either.
And when you get to the playoffs, if you only play six players, you're not winning an NBA title.
Sorry.
Houston Rockets. You may have a nice record. You may win some games. It may look cool. You may be the worst team in basketball to watch, which you are, but you're not winning an NBA title.
They've been doing some 140 games, though. They must be shooting a little quicker. Harden can't be holding the ball the entire time if they're putting up that many points.
That was probably the first Spurs game I'd seen.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like the little young team.
Well, they finally let Lonnie Walker play.
Yes, I like him.
I mean, he took over.
He's legit.
I mean, he was in Pop's doghouse for the beginning of the year, and I mean, that game was his cool coming out party. Like, hey, this is why you drafted me in the first round. This is why you drafted me in the first round last year. Woo-woo!
Hey, and we thought we saw LeBron cocky before. I mean, they keep winning. He might be the cockiest guy.
Did you see his travel?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Coach.
Where did he go?
It's egregious.
Like, in the States, or did he go somewhere like Europe?
No, like traveling on the...
Oh, I thought you meant he traveled.
The refs weren't looking, and he was trying to prepare a play, and at the time, he just had like a brain fart.
And he had the ball in his palm.
And took three steps.
Really?
And then he started dribbling.
And then nobody saw it?
Well, the guy defending him
up and down. The fans are going crazy.
No ref saw it?
No, the ref was right next to him and did not see it.
Wow.
Dude, that's LeBron saying, this is my league.
Right.
Yeah, like, I do what I want. Eddie, come here. Come here and watch this. I want you to just watch this. You ready? Here we go. Here comes LeBron.
Coach, the screen's this small.
Sorry, I had the screen a little small.
Oh, God. he holds it straight up.
It's like
he's asking if they want pizza. Like, he's a waiter.
He's like a waiter. Like, here's your drink tray. You know what I'm saying?
But he's carrying an NBA basketball.
Everybody starts freaking out, and the ref is standing right next to him and misses it.
And you know the guys in the crowd that are freaking out? I got a little bit of money on it.
You're right, though, dude. Like, that was I own this league move.
But
he didn't even.
Like, I can do whatever I want, and you're not going to call it on me because I'm LeBron James.
Crazy.
At least they're good. I love that we lost our bet. Wasn't even close, and now they're the best team in the NBA.
I am glad you brought up bets because I want you to look something up for me because I'm ready to make another show bet.
Coach, we're typically going to bring up betting every show.
Coach, we just.
I'm glad you just brought up gambling, Eddie.
I don't want to do another show bet right now.
We're picking.
No.
I still owe you 40
bucks.
Here's
my bet. Jaguars never to win again.
No, guys. Are you
ready? We make that bet and then they win.
But at least it's a hedge, kind of.
Are you guys ready to make a show bet?
No.
And we're going to make money on this. I need you to look this up.
I just said no.
I got the phone.
I need to know.
He just keeps going without even our answers.
Just do it like you normally do. Make your own bet.
The odds of the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC East.
Okay, I'm pulling it up.
Oh, just their division?
Yeah.
Who do they have?
The Patriots.
It's Patriots, Bills right
now. That's
it. Okay.
That's easily a bet. They always have futures bets like that.
It's probably like plus 200.
Coach, quit just throwing out stuff when you haven't even looked it up, Coach.
Coach, I just said I bet. I bet it's plus 200.
Super Bowl, AFC champions.
There's
divisions.
There's no way there's a lot of money on that one, Coach.
Divisions, we got, it's the only two that are in that one is Patriots and Bills. Bills are 8-1.
Guys.
Oh, 800?
Yeah.
Guys.
If we put down a hundo, we win 800.
Guys. Hey, we should probably do that.
Because here's my thing.
With the Patriots, you have to bet 1,000 to win, I think, $10.
Coach, I'm worried. Do they have a running back?
Devin Singletary.
Oh, God.
Here's my thing. They're 9-3
guys,
right now.
Guys, with the Patriots, we have to put down $1,000, and we can win $66. We can win $66.
If we put $1,000 down. It's ridiculous.
Listen to me why.
That means there's no chance of this bet.
Listen to my thinking.
You've been drinking.
Coach, put the liquor down.
The Bills are 9-3 right now, okay? So we assume they're going to lose to the Ravens this weekend. So they're 9-4.
They may not.
Then let's let it happen and then bet it.
No.
Then that'll change, Coach. That'll go down to 300.
But I assume that the Patriots are going to lose to the Chiefs. So the Patriots will be 10-3. The Bills are 9-4. Okay? The Patriots play the Bills in 2 weeks. The Patriots are going to lose to the Chiefs. They beat the Bengals, lose to the Bills, beat the Dolphins.
I'll put a dollar on it.
Coach, we need to put more than that on it.
We got the Bills playing the Ravens. They lose that one. Then they beat Pittsburgh, beat New England, and beat the Jets.
I mean, did that any of that sound good to you, Eddie?
Do you guys not like...
I believe in the bet.
Right.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Without all the numbers, blah, blah, blah. That's not how I'd bet.
Do they have the same record right now?
No.
Sorry.
No, they're a game ahead.
The Patriots are a game ahead, but they play week 16.
Can I say this? I saw the Bills in person. The Bills Mafia was more impressive. I mean,
you saw them early in the season and they lost.
So they've gotten better?
Yeah.
All right.
I believe they're
they lost?
No, they won. They beat the Titans.
I was like, they were
who did they lose to?
They lost to, let me see who they have lost to. They lost to the New England Patriots 16-10.
Mm-hmm.
The team we're saying they're not going to.
Okay.
Philadelphia 31-13.
Wow, they lost to Philly.
And the Dumpster Fire Browns 19-16.
Okay.
Coach, I'm out.
They beat.
I'll put a dollar.
I love that it's 8-1 though.
I did too. Well, coach, of course you love it's 8-1. That's like bait.
I just want you guys to think about it.
You saying we're the dummies that Vegas lures in?
We could win $800
in the Vegas boardroom. Just put it 8-1. You'll have some suckers jump for it.
And then smash cut us here in Nashville. You can win $800. Okay, let's do it.
Just let it marinate overnight. We'll readdress it tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I just think that we lost the Jaguars bet.
Yes, we did.
It's official. We lost that one.
Coach. They can't. This is it.
God.
Unless they make the playoffs.
Why not take a flyer on the Bills to win the AFC East?
First of all, I don't even get the Bills games, so I'm going to have to watch them on the ESPN bottom line.
That's all you care about? You didn't get the Jaguars games either, you dumb.
They were already 0-1.
We'll think about it.
Thank you.
We'll think about it.
I saw the Jaguars overseas in London. I got that one.
Yeah, good. Okay. Now, tonight.
Yeah!
It is mano a mano.
Please tell me where this game's at.
It's in
Soldier Field.
But here's the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
You think it's going to be mano a mano. Is it really, though? Is it going to be a close game?
Yes.
Why? Why do you think that? Did you see the Bears?
Have you seen the Cowboys?
Yeah, but I know the Cowboys. I know the Cowboys deep inside.
Yeah, they're not very good.
You have no hope for the Bears.
No. I don't think the Bears are any good.
Right.
I don't think the Bears are any good, but that tells you. But when you go to Soldier Field, that grass is a little bit longer. The weather's going to be nice. You're lucky.
Do they keep the grass longer?
Yeah, slow other teams down.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
What did I say about bringing kids to the studio?
That's my boy.
What did I say?
The Cowboys are not as impressive as you think, and the defense of the Bears can keep them in it.
Okay. I haven't seen anything impressive of the Bears' defense.
No, I don't think the Bears are that good.
No, the defense. I haven't seen anything impressive about them. Thanksgiving, they
What has impressed you about the Cowboys, though?
I know the first 3 weeks. I know what they're capable of doing.
They were playing garbage.
So, and this is garbage.
The Bears have won 6 games.
Coach, come on. I don't think this game is going to be close.
Is there going to be snow?
No.
Okay, there's not. Right.
No, it's going to be like 40 degrees.
Good question.
Thanks, coach.
No, I looked it up. It's going to be 40 degrees. That's why it's
Coach, that's close to snow, coach.
Is it going
to
be windy?
We are looking at 10 mile an hour wind.
Windy city.
That's nothing.
Not that bad.
No.
Right compared, on the lake, though. Is compared? More, on the lake, 12 miles an hour.
Can you look? Is this the weather at Soldier?
Yes.
Okay. Not South Chicago?
No. Soldier Field. Dallas is favored by 3.
Yeah. And they're not at home, so they're favored by 6.
No, that means, what do you mean? No, they're favored by 3.
Usually the home team gets 3.
Right.
They're not the home team.
Right. So what you're saying is if it was at it'd the Cowboys, 6. They'd be 9.
Or 9, right. No, they're, what? I don't know.
No, here, you want me to
explain? Right, guys, and that's why you got the name recreational idiot.
I have a headache.
Let me explain it to you. So home field advantage, you say 3 points, right?
Correct.
So if the Cowboys are favored by 3.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You just say the team at home gets the minus 3. Right. So it should be minus 6 Cowboys. So, Bears, it's just algebra. No. This is why, kids, you learned algebra.
Wait.
Because it's Bears.
Where's the X?
The Bears are minus 3.
No, the Cowboys are minus 3.
The Bears are because they have the home. But because the Cowboys supposed to be minus 6, it's minus 3.
No. If they were
No, you're backwards.
If they were playing in Dallas,
it would be minus 9. I get you.
Yes, it would be minus 9.
The Cowboys.
But without the stadium, it would be minus 6. If it was at a neutral field.
If it was at a neutral field, yes, okay. It'd be minus 6.
Guys, this is why you take algebra in high school, kids.
If they were playing in Nashville, it would be Cowboys minus 6.
So Vegas is saying the grass, the people and the city of Chicago is going to help the Bears keep this a close game.
Yes.
coach. I believe in the Cowboys. I believe this is where we see the new and improved Cowboys tonight. They will win by 10.
Are you going to the game?
Yes. I'm flying out right now. Oh, you idiot.
Our buddy Steve has been hitting me up all year saying, hey, are we going to go to the Cowboys-Bears game? I was like, dude, it's a Thursday night.
See, it wasn't a dumb question.
He loves you, though.
Because we live 7 hours from Chicago.
He's just saying that because you're a Bears fan.
No, he really wanted to go.
And he'd like to share that experience with you.
I know, but I kept saying, dude, it's a Thursday night. He's like, it's okay, you can take off. I'm like, no, I can't miss Friday of work, but you will get to see the lovely Mitchell Trubisky live on your television tonight, America.
We're going
to
see
you. You are going to be like, why did the Bears trade up to draft this guy?
Could they have not flexed for a better game, or is this the best?
No, this is the best game. Thursday nights aren't flexed.
This is going to be a good game.
I'm just saying, in general, can we always choose the best game? Flex when you need to.
Thursday night is set.
Listen, my chick has TV shows she watches. If there's a better TV show, I flex it.
Go to the clubhouse.
play
shuffleboard and put the game on.
And this is where I'm torn, though. Because hashtag sore losers fantasy, I'm in the playoffs.
Oh my gosh, coach, we don't care.
And I have Ezekiel Elliott.
So sad.
No, because he's playing my Bears.
So what?
Hey, are we?
You chose him. He was going to play your Bears all season long.
But I didn't realize when it would be.
Okay,
hey,
coach.
Do we have? Are we doing a show tomorrow?
Yeah.
I have the most exclusive audio we've ever played in this show's history tomorrow.
Woo! What a tease!
Tomorrow,
coach. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know how I can tease it without giving it away.
That exclusive audio about.
Wait, it could be something big.
I think that's just the best way to put it.
All right.
It's somebody that's very close to us all, that the show knows very, very well.
And this is audio of them doing what? Saying something?
Oh, I know what it is.
You do?
I think I got to guess.
Is it worthy of that tease?
Saying something?
I'm just guessing. I don't know if I'm in my head. Listen,
news stations never have good teases or anything like that or anything good to go to, so it's just me saying a news station. Tonight at 10. We will play you audio you've never heard before. We'll do that tonight.
Oh, tomorrow. Yes.
Coach, it's a TV news
Coach,
tease.
That's great.
Something you've never heard before? Tomorrow.
Love it.
All right. We are the Sore Losers at gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, Sore Losers Show. And don't forget, you can buy the shirts. Christmas presents. They are perfect.
Guys,
ShopSoreLosers.com.
Yep, my girl got one, and it covers just enough of the butt and everything she wears that girls can wear it to bed. It's a nice little nightgown for women.
We got another tweet, too, like 2 days ago, someone saying, I'm so glad I ran into your podcast. Love you guys. I love that people are randomly running into our podcast and enjoying it. That makes me feel, I don't know about you guys.
It's so cool. It's cool to read that.
Yeah. So thank you so much. And anytime you guys want to tell us, hit us up on Twitter or mail us.
We are the sore losers at gmail.com.
We want to hear from you. We want to know this stuff. And then plus, if you tweet us a lot, you end up being in the family like Mo, like Taylor, like Packer Girl.
Oh, don't forget about the Baconator.
Keurig. What's
Bacon Eater. Baconator.
Yeah. All this.
Kevin Baconator.
If you're a regular Sore Losers tweeter, we will talk about
Jeremy
you.
Jeremy Griffith.
Sore Losers
John
Locks.
John Dyer.
Sore Losers Locks, for sure.
Battis Box.
Maggie Montez.
Ricardo. Brendan Burns.
Ralphie. Lupe Leal. Leal Lupe.
Ralphie.
Lupe.
And then my favorite, Alonzo Gomez.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Elvis and Sheena.